Thanks for joining us. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Awesome Cast. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, across the broadcast desk here in beautiful Maison du Chevalier is Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com. Say hi to the kids, Colin.
Hello, everybody.
And for the fourth week in a row, guest in studio, because we didn't get around to him beating up girls with a chain, it's Colin's brother, Trevor Davis.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy, everybody. I'm Cowboy Troy. So when we last left our protagonist, we were talking about Trevor having been thrown over a fence, and we did leave that kind of abruptly. Now, and Colin and Trevor's mom, I mean, same mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She does have a history of freaking out. I remember, at one point I was making fun of a growth on your neck, and I said, what if it's a tumor? And she threatened to kill me, I think. I literally threatened my life if it turned out to be a tumor. She said she was going to kill me.
Yeah, I think so. Because
what this comes down to is your mother has a history of irrational behavior.
No, I think it was pretty rational. I think you'd have deserved to die.
That bitch deserved getting spit on.
Exactly.
And I deserve to die.
Yeah, wishing cancer upon me.
I wasn't wishing.
Well, maybe not.
I was forcing karma. Anyway, so Trevor gets thrown over a fence, and mom freaks out and calls Colin. Set the scene.
She didn't exactly freak out and call me. She was just her problem was with the principal of the school allowing all this bullying that was happening to Trevor.
But it wasn't happening on school grounds, though.
No, it was on the way home, but
it started to, though.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, yeah. And the problem was Trevor was small for his age at that time.
He was a puffball. I mean, just a ball of fluff. Just a tiny little innocuous ball of fluff. How many more adjectives can I come up with to let everybody know that he was just a little tiny thing? Sure, tiny. Look at his wee little feet.
Yeah, look at you go. Anyway, but the school also wasn't far from home, so we had to walk home. And
sure,
my mom had to work, and that's kind of the way it was.
That's right.
I think he was even – were you letting yourself in? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty much
– breaking in windows.
A latchkey kid of the 90s. And so she called me to let me know that she wasn't getting much assistance from the schools at first stopping this bullying that was occurring to Trevor daily basis.
When I'm not getting cooperation, my first call is to Colin Burton. Because if there's a cripple in the organization, he'll just kick the shit out of him. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, that's pretty much it. I think I can hand it over to Trevor now.
So mom's freaking out in college. So what do you do?
I try to say, maybe he deserved it.
You douchebag.
The douchebaggery continues.
Well, you got to remember, okay. He was small, but
he was kind of a pain in the ass. I remember that.
And he was definitely one who was able to get under your skin when he wanted to. This is the truth. He would say things. He had a very smart mouth, and some people probably wouldn't react well to it. I don't feel that means that he should be tossed over random fences or beaten with water bottles.
Yes, because that's where we were heading with this. Now, not only did Trevor get thrown over a fence and hit and called names, which he may or may not have deserved, the jury's still out. But
I did not.
He got hit with a frozen water bottle. Well, how old were you?
I was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. And what precipitated this just vicious assault?
Nothing that I can remember. I was
of course not.
No.
Was perfect.
I was walking down the hall, and it was this kid that I had had a lot of problems with. I think he tried to steal my shoes one day, which was really weird because I never wore like Nikes or anything. They were just a crappy pair of like Adidas.
Come up and say, "Give me your shoes."
Yeah, he's like, "Give me your shoes," and I'm like, "What?"
I'll give it to you right up your ass, pal. Just pow.
No, because I was still very small then.
And you couldn't kick that eye.
No.
And
so I'm like, no. And this guy walked by, and he's all like, "You're lucky."
Lucky.
Okay.
Lucky for what?
They were not nice shoes, and I think I was even going to get new shoes that weekend. So I really wouldn't have been out, but I would have had to walk home barefoot.
Barefoot. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
or at least in socks.
Yeah, and that was probably actually the guy's idea. I imagine he wanted to take your shoes to make you walk around without shoes. I don't think he wanted to wear your shoes.
Yes, it's the humiliation of having no shoes.
Well, this kid, I'm walking down the halls, and he just runs up behind me. I didn't even see him coming, and he just smacks me in the elbow with this this like frozen water bottle. It's like a bottle of Aquafina or something that had been frozen. He just hits me in the elbow and my hand.
It's like a rock.
Yeah, my hand just goes like numb, and my arm just shooting pains, and I'm like, oh my god. And so I have to go to the school nurse because my arm's not working too good.
It's not working.
Yeah, it's not bending, and so it's already swollen up, and it's turned like blue. And so my mom comes, takes me to the emergency room. They're like, well, it's not broken. It's just a very bad contusion.
Which is, of course, for those of you not in the know, a deep bruise.
Yes.
And that's kind of what you expect when you get hit with a rock.
Yeah. And so my mom, she's
having one of her moments.
Yes. And she calls the principal and she's all like, this is not acceptable. And
I will not stand.
Next time it better break.
That's right. I will not stand for my son in these contusions, okay? It's all or nothing. Give me something I can work with.
Well, I was upset, but I really didn't want to make this kid angry because he wasn't very big, but his friends were. And so I wanted to let it go. And she's like, oh no. And so they call this kid's parents down and these, oh wow, they are a freak show. A model of what parents shouldn't be. And they're all like, well, we've talked to I think his name was Manuel. I'm not sure.
Little Manuel. We talked to Manuel and we told him, do not freeze the water next time. Maybe you keep a liquid. You want to hit him? You want to hit him? Maybe hit him with something softer, man, like the liquid.
Well, they tell the principal that they punished him and that he was just being playful. And,
agua caliente, not agua fría. Not agua fría. No agua fría.
Being playful.
Yes, he was being playful, and he was very sorry.
Not only was he playful, that was his way of hitting on you.
He really liked it.
He wanted a date, so he cracked you really hard in the arm. Take that, asshole. You rebuke me?
Well, what did come of this is that he did stop bothering me.
Well, sure, he was feeling frisky that day.
Well, yeah, and he avoided me, and so it worked out to my advantage, I guess.
Yeah, Mexicans aren't hitting me with rocks anymore. It's a good day.
Yeah, and so I didn't have any trouble with him in the future. But
apparently you had trouble with a girl at one point that you beat up with a chain. Now, is this like a scene from Cape Fear where you beat her up with a bike chain? Well, I mean, what's going on?
This happened in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. And, so you're carrying chains to school in sixth grade.
No. We were actually we were actually outside because they were doing renovations at North. And so we were going to school at Horace Mann.
Okay.
It was Horace Mann. And we were outside in portable buildings. And there were these two metal concrete-filled posts so cars couldn't get through, and there'd be a chain between them so cars couldn't drive through. And it was
cars
unchanged.
Get through. Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick.
Anyway, the chain was off and coiled up, and these kids were playing with it. It was like 12 of us. And they were spinning around and stuff.
Yeah. It wasn't me. It was the other 12 kids.
Well, no. Everyone was spinning around and playing with it and just being dumb. And
Just don't back up into him.
Well,
anyway, Colin's breaking the 45s that are on the wall here in Studio de Chevalier.
Accidentally.
Anyway, go ahead, Trevor.
Oh, well. So I get it, and I'm spinning it around, and this girl's like, it's my turn, and runs at me and catches it right in the head.
it's my turn for serious head trauma. It's my turn. What the hell? No, go back. What kind of game were you playing?
It wasn't a game.
All of a sudden, she decided it was her turn. Was this like the prison version of Annie or Red Rover? Red Rover, try and break through the chain, bitch.
Well, she, I don't even really remember, but there was no game. It was, there wasn't a teacher there, but
it was her
we were
turn
unsupervised.
To get the shit kicked out of her.
And here's the fun part to mention about the story. Is that we were in the IB program for the advanced kids.
So not only you're the Mensa candidates beating the crap out of people.
Well, it's all of us.
You understood the physics of the situation.
Well, she should have too, because my impression is she was advanced as well.
Obviously, one slipped through the cracks.
Anyway, she gets hit in the chain and in the head.
Wait, no, she gets hit in the chain. Where exactly is that?
She gets
Is that near the pie wagon? Chain. Okay, so she gets does she take the chain?
Like in the temple. I would say in the temple forehead region.
Right where the brain is stored.
Oh, my God.
That's where you want to aim. Exactly.
Aim.
You catch it in the side, yeah, maybe your rib. But yeah. You catch it in the head. That's comedy.
And as Trevor points out, there was no aim. He's a natural at hitting people in the heads with chains.
First try, baby. First try.
Well,
I didn't even need practice.
I was horrified, and she went down. Like,
it's not like one in the neck, one in the ear, one in the temple. First try, temple.
She went down. Oh, yeah. And she's weeping. And I'm worried about her, but at the moment I'm more worried about myself.
Well, sure, because you've already been through this once before. Fill this cup up with your spit, boy.
Yeah. Take this chain to the head about five times. Hitch us up in the head.
How you like it.
And all her friends are like, oh, my God, and they run over, and they're comforting her, and all the guys are like, oh, my God, why did you do that? And I'm like, I didn't do it. It was an accident. She ran at me, and they're all like,
she, oh, my God, she's coming right for us. She provoked me.
Can you feel the sympathy?
They're all like, well, yeah, that's true.
We see your point, but maybe just push her away.
Well,
maybe
this chain was really long, so I'm thinking it had a lot of momentum built up too. I'm surprised she was conscious.
And they asked her the same questions in triage.
No, here is the best part. Nothing ever came of this. I never got a talking to.
You know why? She forgot. What the hell happened?
Yeah, her eyes are no longer straight.
Oh, and she's no longer in the advanced class. She's working with the albino down at Burger King and Long John Silver's frying up your fish. Hey, what up, cross eye? We need to drop some fries there, Winky.
Nothing ever came of this. No, I never got in trouble. I never got a talking to.
So what you're telling us is this was her bad karma coming back to haunt her.
I'm thinking
because she was
literally
an instrument of fate.
Yes, and I'm thinking that this was in the middle of the year, and I hadn't really had any classes with her, but I found out that she was a horrible person. So as it went on, I felt...
As it turns out, this was okay. She had it. That bitch had it coming.
He was the lightning that day.
That's right. Instrument of Jesus.
So I still feel bad in a way.
Sure. You always feel bad when you inadvertently punish somebody for their bad deeds. Well, you know, when I was going to school up in Denver, I went to the Denver Institute of Technology, which really no longer exists. It's actually called Westwood College of Technology now. 650-5050. You know, anytime you go to a school that has its own jingle, and a bad jingle at that, you know you're getting a quality education. Is there something you want to say?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. There is still a revolving door at at the front of this building. And it's safe to say that I'm a decent-sized human being. I weigh in the neighborhood of 240 pounds. Stockily built. Some might call me fat. But
only if they don't
want to get spit on.
Only if they want to get spit on. But I can build up my fair share of momentum is what I'm trying to get at. And I'm also not the most punctual person. In fact, my first real job, the first day of that, I was about an hour and a half late. Just overslept, you know. I mean, it happens. But so anyway, I'm going to class and I'm late as usual. And so I take a dead run at these revolving doors. And I get halfway through and they stop. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, I'm already late. And so I take two or three big whacks at this door, and it's not moving. And so I finally turn around to see what's blocking it. And apparently, unbeknownst to me, I was being trailed by another late student, a girl who also happened to be the daughter of somebody who worked at the school. And she was late, too, and she figured she would just duck right in behind me in those revolving doors, but instead it caught her right around the waist. And of course, because I was going so fast and hit her so hard, she was not standing up. She was horizontal. She was caught in the doors like a fish, just flailing around like a fish out of water. And, of course, so, you know, just one big wham is good enough. But I just wham, the wall, just running in the door, just, what the fuck are you doing, door? Just countless internal damage. I can't imagine what I did to her. So once I realized she's there, I was, oh, my God. So I back the door up, and she falls out. Boom! Just falls out on the ground. And, I was still late. I was still late for class.
Of course.
So I only had enough time to go, sorry, and run like hell. Get to class.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so, she never came back to class.
Yeah. Do you know if you actually killed her?
No. She lived.
Oh, okay. You're
she
sure?
lived.
How come she didn't yell
she
or
never
anything?
Walked again.
Yes. How come she didn't yell? Because all her internal organs were crushed.
That would make me yell. Yeah. At least something squeak.
Well,
you know?
She may have been yelling, but this was a really good door. Oh. I mean, I was, you know how revolving doors are. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Pie. I was in the one pie wedge.
She wasn't in your same wedge?
No.
Oh,
she
I thought
tried.
She was in your wedge.
She was hoping to get in my wedge. She ended up in a couple wedges behind me. She was a lot slower than I was.
She was actually in two wedges.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, but she was. Trevor's right. She was in more than one wedge and just getting abused, unbeknownst to me.
And there was no fallout for that at all.
Oh, I think she shot me a dirty look right before.
Oh, a dirty look.
She shot me a dirty look at one point because I don't think we were in the same program, but we weren't in the same classes. I don't know if she was behind me or ahead of me. I can't remember now, but
yeah, it's
I
your
do
fault
know,
her kids come out crooked.
Right, but I do know that she quit school. Not long after that, so I'm really hoping that I had something to do with that.
Yeah. Speaking of things, when you started this, I remembered something that I know you don't regret, but you should. Remember the old man that you drove by?
Oh, the old man.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not your fault. I mean, if you're talking about screaming at people.
Yeah.
Screaming at people, and that's one of the things that I should maybe possibly regret, because I'm a weird person. Yep. I'm a little on the side of odd. And one of the things that was really, really exciting for me when I first got around to driving, I mean, like a senior in high school or something, or just out of high school, I thought it was funny to scream at people to see their reaction. And because really it is kind of funny. I mean, one time I built a dummy and I set the dummy on the toilet with a magazine and waited for my mom to come home. And man, I wish I had a video camera because that was awesome. But
well, I was going to say these days that's kind of like that whole smacking thing that these kids are doing.
Happy slapping.
Yeah.
Which is less happy slapping and more just assault with the deadly weapon and murder.
Right. So in your case, actually, since you're just screaming.
In my case, maybe possibly trying to induce a heart attack at the very worst. Man, come on. People recover from those all the time. But anyway, so I would scream, but I would usually choose healthy specimens to scream at what I thought were healthy specimens. And so I do have history of screaming at people, like if somebody's waiting across the street, don't go yet, oh my God, look around, I was going down Hallam Avenue one time and just let out a blood-curdling scream at these two girls. One dove over a fence. The other one just crumpled, and I heard her say as I drove off, I peed myself. Yeah, that was bad. I laughed for days about that. And that's bad. Yeah. But in this case, I didn't actually mean to scream at him. I didn't target him in any way. I didn't say, oh, here comes somebody. I'm going to scream. I was listening to music. I was driving a 1976 Oldsmobile through the streets of Englewood. Probably Englewood, suburb of Denver, and it had snowed the day before, but it was a nice sunny day that day, and I had put a tape deck in my car, and so no, I wasn't driving the Oldsmobile, because I didn't put a tape deck in the Oldsmobile until later. I was driving this 1979 Grand Prix, and I had a tape deck, and I had just bought a cassette tape. It happened to be and this was a big deal for me, because I had no money. I mean, I don't have any money. I had no money. This was a point in my life when I was trying to make, like, $3 stretch a week. Going into the 7-Eleven after midnight, see if they'll give me the Big Bite hot dogs for free that have been on the thing all day. Oh, you don't want that. They've been on the thing all day. Can I have it, please? but I had no money. So I had scraped up enough money, and I'm sure maybe I stole it. No, I bought it. I bought a cassette tape. It was the soundtrack to the movie Sleepwalkers, which it was a movie that I really enjoyed, and I liked the music to it. And one of the songs on it is the classic Do You Love Me by the Contours. Do you love me? And that starts out, if you've ever heard the song, because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Well, I was singing along with it. I was really happy. It was a great day. I'm driving around. I've got no care, carefree, just singing along because I spent some money. I'm having a great time. Driving around a neighborhood, and like I said, it had snowed, so people were out shoveling their walks. And I have my windows down, and I get to the point in the song, now I'm back! And apparently, I startled an old man. This was an old man who was out shoveling his walk, his driveway. he was in mid-shovel. And by old, I don't mean like 100.
No, I probably mean, like my age. Maybe.
No. I mean, gray hair, possibly late 50s, early 60s.
Uh-huh.
So he's in mid-shovel when I pass, and it's a neighborhood, so I'm going 20, maybe 24. And he panics, and he leans back. He veers backwards, drops the load over his head, and staggers, and then does what I least expect, grab the back of his pants in the traditional, the universal sign for, oh, crap, I just filled the drawers, and waddles slowly towards his house.
Oh, my God.
And so, I mean, perhaps he had incontinence issues prior to this. You know, so perhaps this was something that would have happened anyway.
Keep telling yourself that.
Just a loud noise. Maybe just a little.
Oh, sure.
Maybe somebody, you know, bites into a cracker. Or maybe, you know, somebody honks their horn or claps.
Or somebody just scares him to death.
Yeah. Or, but he didn't. I didn't scare him to death. Wow. I scared him to the pooping. and yeah, granted, I mean, this is the worst thing ever, but at least it wasn't like he was with a group of his friends.
True.
You know, he was at his house. He had the ability to change his underwear.
There was a family gathering.
Yes. I mean, his wife was out there with him. She would have had at least compassion for him.
She was out there?
Oh, you pooped your pants again. Oh, that's so bad. Come on inside. We've got more underwear for you. Maybe he was already wearing Depends.
Maybe.
So he just needed to be changed. Maybe a little wipey. I mean, so this is
powder.
This isn't the worst thing ever. In fact,
that's not even
the worst thing I did in Denver. There was one time when I was driving the Oldsmobile, and this is 1976 Oldsmobile Delta 88 Royale, one of the largest cars ever made production. I mean, it has to be. It was huge, and it could go fast, and it was white. It was like an albino. It was like a giant albino deathmobile. And
it caused you to be evil.
Yes. But there was this guy, or maybe it was a female. I don't know. It was just, it was like the comic book guy from The Simpsons, you know? And he's sitting on the curb, his feet out in the street, listening to a Walkman, really jamming out. And I'm thinking, this is just not acceptable. I won't stand for that. So I kind of veered toward him a little bit. Not like, I'm coming up on it. I'm Christine DeCall coming up on the sidewalk for you there, pal. I veered toward him a little bit.
Trying to edge him off a bit, huh?
But he's not looking, see? And that's the whole point, because he doesn't see any. He's oblivious to everything around him. I get close enough, lay on the horn.
Uh-huh.
And it's that moment of realization. It's like, oh, shit, I'm about to die. And, again, I love to see how people react to that. And this guy, he sold it out, man. It was a yard sale. He dove up on the sidewalk, rolled away, lost everything. And as I'm driving away, you know, I see him recover and just give me the finger. So I regret that. That was mean.
So
somebody do that to me, I'd be pissed.
Well, yeah.
I'd be a little put out.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I mean, the making the guy shit his pants, that's inconsequential. That was, I'm a victim of circumstance. I'm kind of like Trevor here, you know? I mean,
that's a good shot.
She ran right at me.
Yeah, it's my turn. Whack! It was his turn to poop. I mean, he was going to poop no matter what.
Oh, God.
Where is inconsequential? That's all I got to say about that. So I don't, I regret running at the guy with the car, but I don't regret making the guy poop his pants. Now, Colin, did you say you regretted thinking about stabbing the bully from last episode?
Oh, no. No, I didn't regret that. No, but I regretted tripping the cripple and punching the girl. But no,
cripple tipping. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah,
but so Trevor now, hey, he's got something to add to you nearly knifing some kid to death.
Well, it's kind of what it's similar. It was after I got tossed over the fence, probably got chased home a couple times.
Had time to think. You know.
Well, yeah, it wasn't that long after it, but I decided that the best thing to do would be to make my own mace to get this kid with.
I'll get your ass, boy.
Now, are you talking spray mace or a metal thing with spikes?
No, it's a spray mace. Oh. And,
but, well, what was your delivery system for this? Liquid O destruction.
There was like this little pomade bottle thing.
I don't want fop, goddammit. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And I just decided that I was going to make it because I could spray it. It'd go like 4 feet. And with a good squeeze, you got one good squeeze. And I knew that I'd have to make this count.
You've got one shot, man.
And so I went around the house getting things that I knew I wouldn't want in my eyes.
Nails, staples, gasoline.
Well, there was oil. There was hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Well, hot sauce alone would. I think that's what they make. They call it pepper spray now.
Yeah,
it's just essentially pure capsicum.
I went a little further, and I think I actually added like some Clorox or something.
Oh my God!
Oh Lord!
So yeah. That would hurt.
So I was going to just cut this kid and make him stop. He's going to blind them for life.
For life.
But
know, as a side note, one time I cleaned my hockey helmet, my forward helmet, with bleach, and I thought I had rinsed it all off real good. And then the next time I played, I started sweating, and I got bleach in my eyes, and I started drinking bleach. That sucked. So this is evil. This is vile. So so you got hot sauce, bleach, oil, nails, glass?
There was like some pepper in there too, I think. But I have this all together and I'm looking at it. And I'm thinking to myself, this is going
to
be awesome.
Sounds like it's a little thick to come out of a spray bottle.
No, I shook it. And I tested it.
I thinned it out enough. I'm good.
It was thin enough to come out.
No, believe me, I tested it on a dog.
If it didn't work, he was going to go to Napalm.
That's right. And,
well,
I stabbed the dog.
I was looking at it, and I decided I probably shouldn't do this.
So, a moment of clarity.
Oh, it wasn't
after testing it on the dog.
And once again, this is where Colin and I differed. I did not take this to school. I poured it out, and I felt a little guilty.
Oh, so what you're saying is you pussed out.
Yeah, I didn't blind a kid. Oh, yeah, Colin's going to stab a kid. I'm going to blind
him. Colin goes whole hog. I'm going to stab this motherfucker if it kills me. You're kind of like... You're like Columbine Light.
Well,
you're like a third less execution than the regular Columbine.
Well, I did eventually chase this kid down with a rock. This is...
Oh, so abandon blinding him for life. I'm just going to bash your head in with a rock, motherfucker.
Well, and just as a side note, after I did this, he still kept coming after me, but...
Because he's stupid.
But... It was always on the other side of the street.
Chris, you were a
fluffball. He'd follow me home on the other side of the street now after this, after the rock incident.
So yeah. he had a buffer zone. It's like, if I don't get to, if I yell at him, hey, fat ass, from a ways away, he can't kill me.
Yeah, he probably can't actually throw this far, so no. I should be all right.
I had a situation like that happen to me. Actually, I was in high school, and during high school, it was we had what was called the AVP program. I'm sure they had it when you were in school. For half the day, you went up to the community college and learned, got some college learning in you, and then went back to high school for the high school learning.
Yeah.
People who are listening aren't going to be familiar with Pikes Peak Community College, the Centennial Campus, down on the south end of town. But in the back parking lot, there's this really, really tall staircase. And so you're way, way, way up here, and the cars are way, 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 way down there. And to really set this up good, I mean, yeah, I played sports, and I've played baseball, decent arm, but accuracy is not my thing. So, I mean, I could throw at something, but if it's 4 feet away, maybe I'll hit it. I'm lucky to get in the area, but anyway, it was another time it snowed. Snow being a theme for things I've done mean to people today. And it had snowed, and there was the thing about the AVP program is you were in a class with people from all over. You weren't in a class with just your high school people. You were in a class from people from all high schools. And there was this one girl who was in the class, and she was all right, you know, but her boyfriend was really a prick. And he was up there, but he was in a different program. And I can't quite exactly remember why he was a prick. That's not really important to the scenario. But I saw him and her down at the car that they were going to be getting into and leaving. And so I wadded me up a good snowball. It was good snowball making snow that day. And from way, way up on the stairs, and they were, you know, a couple hundred feet away, I just put everything I had and arced it. And goddamn if that thing didn't hit him square in the side of the head. And so I'm like, yes! You know, so all of a sudden he knows who did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah! I got the, yeah, throwing the goat horns. And I'm excited. I've never been that accurate in my life. Of course, the one time I choose to finally nail it,
uh-huh.
You know, he sees me. But he sees me coming down the stairs. And as I've mentioned before, pushing 240. You know, and in high school I was in, I was lifting the weights, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he sees me, and he wants to be, you know, he wants to be Mr. Big. And
of course, his girlfriend's there.
Yeah, his girlfriend's there. So, you know, we're coming down to go and get into the car that we're going to get into and drive away. And so he wants to say something, so he gets in his car. And as he's driving away, he leans out the window and says, fuck you, fat ass! And I just...
That's a spitting offense.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, what can I say to that? I mean, I'm fat.
Yeah, and he's got snow in his hair.
I nailed him. Yeah, you know, I just pounded him. I mean, but he doesn't stick around to say it to my face.
Well, of course not.
He says it as he's driving away. You got the microphone in front of you. You're going to say something.
Well, yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, hey, well, gosh, whatever, guys.
Congratulations on your wonderful toss.
I don't even know if this is going to relate to anything that we've said, but this is a hockey story, which is kind of like yours. And
with the bleach?
Well, no, not with the bleach, but the snowball and being happy with what you did. I was in goal.
We're almost out of time.
I was in goal. There was this kid. I'd been stopping him cold. We were doing one-on-ones, and I'd been stopping him cold, and so he decided to...
So he wasn't very good.
No, he was okay. He was pretty decent. And he decided to wait until he'd hold the puck, and he'd wait until the drill was over, and he'd hit me in the back with pucks.
Ooh, that's... And, yeah, because there's... for you kids out there who've never played in goal, they're now making the monkey suits, which they call the chest and arm protector, with some spine and kidney protection, but believe me, there's not much in the back. If you get hit in the back, it's going to hurt.
Oh, and it hurt bad.
So
and
this is
so,
malicious.
He's oh, yeah, he's doing this on purpose, and he's smiling at me.
He's a pussy.
Yeah. And so he finally, I think he's coming down on one, and he puts one past me, and he's all like, that's right, and he just starts.
Suck on that, man.
Yeah, and so well, he thinks he's really funny. And he starts coming down and coming into the crease to shoot on me, and he'll hit me and try to knock me down and put it right past me and thinks this makes him good. And so finally on this one, he's looking down, and I just come out of the net and raise the elbow and hit him right in the head and take him down and kick him as he's going down.
Wow.
And it was awesome. And I was like, yeah! And,
yeah!
And we had two goalies. So after that, he had lost so much face because people, even though, I think the coach was pointing and laughing at him. And he had lost so much face that he went down. He stopped coming at me. He went down to shoot in the other goalie, our other one who actually stabbed Slider in the back with a dream catcher.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to cover that on another show. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. This has been the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With us, of course, as always, Colin Burton of fizzleandpop.com and our special guest in studio, Colin's brother, Trevor Davis. We'll see you next time, kids, and maybe we'll talk about things that don't have to do with kicking cripples.
Hopefully.